Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours.
Not two.
On Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. I'm back! That didn't really match my shout, but.
No, not really, but take it slow, C.
I'm back.
Welcome back, C.
I'm back.
We missed you.
Did you miss me, Rob? Rob Parker, did you miss me?
I wasn't sure you were even coming back. My God. You know, like, thank God you're coming back.
Turks and Caicos was nice. I ain't going to lie.
Was it nice?
Yes, very nice.
We got a
beautiful beaches. Reputed to have the best beaches in the world.
Was it white
they
sand?
They were nice. Sand was lovely. It was sand. It wasn't rocks.
Right, very nice.
The water was clear, blue. You know, so weather was nice.
Were y'all there the whole time, or were you there for 4 or 5 days of it?
We were there for 5 days. Nice. We got there Monday and left Saturday.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, just relax.
And I know your wife, yeah, she works hard, so I'm sure she was great just to get away. And you know what I mean?
Yep. Both of us, we didn't do any excursions. You know, we just chilled.
So what'd y'all do? I hate to ask. Y'all stayed in the room and ate blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was a little blah, blah, blah. But we were on the beach. We were by the pool. And sometimes she was on the beach and I was at the pool because I like the pool better.
Oh, you like it? You don't like the sand?
I mean, I like the beach, but the pool is just neater. You know what I mean? Right. It's neater. I was doing some reading, so it was just easier to read.
Chris doesn't want sand to get in his bikini, right? Your one piece.
Right. My Speedo.
Oh, God. I always give guys credit, man. Like, older guys, when they do that, put on a Speedo.
You give them credit?
No, I mean, because
how about giving them a towel around
you
themselves?
You know what I mean by that is, like, you gotta feel pretty good about yourself, Chris. That's what I mean, because I see people, and I'm like, oh, my God. I went to Brazil. I told you before. All these women in two pieces and whatnot. I'm like, wow. Like, really? Like
in Brazil?
Yeah, you know, they got on a... I'm just saying that the women, I'm saying...
weren't in good shape?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
They would... And one piece wouldn't have helped them, Chris. They needed a blanket. Forget about one piece.
All right, well, let's welcome in the iCouple crew. The super producer, Rob G, is in full effect. On the ones and twos, lover boy, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan.
I'm just a young Shakespeare, Chris.
When is the wedding? Are you going to elope?
No date, but okay. We might buddy wedding with Brian Finley. That's probably the best
bet. That's that's good, and you know what? Everything's paid for already. So
exactly why. Easy.
Definitely get in on that. We've got on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man Steve DeSager, and on the social media, the great Elijah Sabunia. All right, Rob. The big story, I mean, it was a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Caitlin Clark becoming the all-time leading scorer in the NCAA. She surpassed Pete Maravich, which really they not competing. I mean, he's playing against the men, or was. She's right. Playing against the women. But, you know, she became the all-time leading scorer. And then, of course, LeBron James. There's some football news too, but
Russell Wilson, right? The big news,
yeah, Russell Wilson today getting released by the Broncos. We'll get into that, but maybe the biggest story, Rob, was LeBron James scoring 40,000 points. Now he had already broken Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. Remember that for the highest scoring player in NBA history.
Right.
It was like 38 plus. But he went on to become the first player ever to score 40,000. Incredible accomplishment, Rob. I don't think that record is in the place of, say, the Wilt Chamberlain 100 points, or what's the complete games? Who is Cy Young? Is he at 400? Complete game.
Well, he won like 511
games. Wins,
yeah, Chris. Like
400 just complete. Like those are obviously unbreakable.
Right, right.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be a long time, I imagine. But with the 3-point shot becoming so prominent,
with medicine, and the
right?
Way people
guys are
back,
playing longer.
Coming
it's probably
back
not,
too.
Because think about it, like LeBron and Tom Brady are obviously like. They're the poster
outliers.
Boys for longevity. But Kevin Durant's still playing great. Steph Curry, they're 35 years old, 30, whatever Durant is, 36. They're still playing great. So guys are playing longer. Now, we'll see if anybody can duplicate LeBron's longevity. But they are still playing a little bit longer. So I don't know, Rob. Wimby, if he stays healthy, he looks like he might be somebody if they give him the minutes. You know, you got – see, that's the thing too, Rob. Guys have to play the minutes that the older guys used to play. LeBron came in when they were playing a lot of minutes. And so you're going to have to play – he's averaged 38 minutes for his career. People feel like that's crazy now. And so for somebody to break it, they're going to have to average a normal – what we used to call a normal load of minutes. And they're going to have to stay healthy. They're going to have to play for an incredibly long time. And they're likely going to have to utilize the 3-point shot, which is something that LeBron's done to get to 40,000. So we'll see. But Rob, LeBron made some interesting comments after he broke the record. And here's one of them.
To be quite honest with you, everybody wanted to see me fail when I got to the league. Everybody was just like, it's no way he's going to be able to exceed, you know, the expectations that's put upon him.
I have to be honest. And let me tell this story before what I say, because I don't think this will contradict my general thesis. But I do remember being in Cleveland when LeBron, I was there either visiting my parents or maybe doing work. I'm not sure what I was doing, but I was in Cleveland in my car. LeBron was still in high school. He's like a junior, I think. And I was listening to sports talk radio, and this was in Cleveland, where there's a tiny rivalry, I guess, Cleveland versus Akron, the two cities. But the people on the radio, callers, they were talking like, oh, they play. Because remember, St. Vincent St. Mary was a smaller school. It wasn't at the top level of schools in Ohio. You know, you usually, like when I played in Ohio, you had AAA, AAA. And now there's like 6 or 7 divisions. But at St. V was in one of those middle. They probably were like level 3 out of 5 or 6 Don't hold me to that. But they were kind of, they were a smaller school, not tiny, but not a large school either, not the highest level. And there were people talking about, oh, you know, they ain't playing the big boys, even though they were playing a national schedule because they were a great team and they were playing Oakdale Academy and these other schools. And people in Cleveland, some of the people I heard on the radio were saying how, oh, I like to see them in the, you know, at that time it was the Lake Erie League. And, you know, I like to see them play against the best teams in Cleveland. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, Cleveland ain't no basketball hotbed. Cleveland's not like known for putting out awesome basketball players. Ohio in general is, there are some, obviously LeBron, but there have been some, Errol Boykins, Reuben Patterson, Charles Oakley, they all from Cleveland. I covered Reuben and Earl in high school. But it's not, it's a bigger football state. Ohio's a football state. So that, Rob, would be, I guess, an example of some people kind of hating on LeBron. But I, besides something like that, and I'm not saying I have the definitive answer, but my experience, Rob, when, and I was covering the league when LeBron came out. I was in Cleveland a lot early in his career. I got to be honest, I didn't see... I don't agree with the notion that everybody wanted LeBron to fail. I felt like people were excited about this great prodigy coming out of high school and that they wanted to see, can he be another Michael Jordan or can he be, you know, close to Jordan or something like that. And so, Rob, remember he had commercials, the Chosen One. There was one, can I get a witness, or you know, those witness commercials, Dr. J, I think he was in a commercial with him. You had the four LeBrons, you know, in that whole thing he did early in his career. Like, I don't know, Rob. I felt like people generally were pulling for LeBron or certainly not pulling against him. But what was your take?
Yeah, I just think that's LeBron doing a woe is me, look at what I did. Nobody thought, dude, you were the rave. You were Sports Illustrated. You were the kid, the chosen one on your back. All, you know, Chris, like, this is revisionist history. When people turned on LeBron was when he went to Miami and formed the super team. That was when he became the evil empire. And people, you know, were like, oh, what is this? That's when it changed. There weren't people pulling against him. When they went to the finals that year, they beat the Pistons, you know, and the Spurs.
It was incredible.
It was incredible. Nobody expected that. I disagree with that. I don't really believe that there were people openly rooting and hoping that he didn't, you know, that was so early on. I don't remember that.
I'm with you, Rob.
I don't remember that, Chris. I don't.
I think the only, and tell me if there was someone else. From what I recall, before LeBron went to Miami, the only real loud voice that was critical of LeBron was Skip.
Probably
Skip
so.
Bayless. I don't remember, like, I mean, I would always be defending LeBron against Skip. I don't remember many other people. There was really not, to me, there was really nothing to be critical of. You know what I mean? I mean, he was, like you said, he was 22 in his fourth year when he beat Detroit.
Right.
That was a very good
Detroit
team.
And we were at that game. We were
finals.
At that game, Chris. Yeah. We scored 26 straight points or whatever it was. You remember that? That was a moment in the NBA. We were there for that.
I think you hit it on the head, Robbie. Miami was when
the tide
turned, became polarizing. Yep. And people either loved him or they hated him. And I think had he said throughout my career or – you know, I've been a polarizing athlete. Some people love me, some people hate me. Or even if he just was like, I've had a lot of haters, a lot of detractors, a lot of people pulling against me. I think that could have been accurate. Because at some point in his career,
but to say from day one, everybody was against him, I don't believe that. I think that's a way of making himself to say, look what I did. See, nobody wanted me to be here. Nobody thought I could play. I mean, or nobody thought I, you know, would accomplish anything. Right. I just think that that's not true. And you wouldn't, Chris, SI, right? When they put him on the cover and all that, that tells you what they thought of him. That they didn't think that he was going to do anything. And B, you know, like LeBron and the whole, like I always say, you know, you had a tattoo on your back, the chosen one. Like that's not something where you put and you think, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it. No, it was pretty well documented that you were going to be this man child, right? Who changed the NBA at some point. You might not have been Michael Jordan.
Right.
But you were going to make a mark in the league. We talk about it all the time. If he would have stayed in Cleveland, he might have won two or three championships, Chris, and that would be, and then have all the other records, and that still would make him great. It still would.
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt. Like, and I think too, Rob, I mean, think about it. I don't think maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm forgetting somebody. Someone who's that great, Rob, in high school, unless he is just, now maybe today with social media and you really can see somebody's personality and maybe if they were putting up, you know, just if they were incredibly arrogant.
It was a different time. Right,
back then you had none, you didn't know any of that. I mean, I'm not saying LeBron was like that, but I'm saying you didn't know a guy's like personality. He wasn't on, there was no social media. So you didn't have as much of access to a guy's life. My point is this, Rob. I don't think most people are going to hate on a high school prodigy, right? Like, they're not – now, they might not like you once you get into the pros or even maybe even college. But, Rob, coming out of high school, do you agree? Like, I don't think people are going to be like, oh, I don't want him to succeed. But you know what I mean? Because they – generally people are looking – he's a kid.
People are looking at prodigies, Chris.
Right.
He's a prodigy. Like, very seldom are you against a prodigy. Not, like, it's after a while, maybe you get to know him and you don't like some things about him. And then you might be like, oh, I'm not rooting for that guy. He's too arrogant.
Right.
Or he's this. Or he's that. But at that point, he was a kid.
Yeah.
I told you, I met him at the Palace.
And he had a tough upbringing.
And I don't remember him being this. Not at that time. But I don't remember it. I don't remember.
No, I'm with you. We agree on that. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. LeBron says everybody again. We know that's a generalization, but still, was there this great upswell of people who didn't want LeBron James to succeed as he was entering the NBA? I don't remember that. I don't think that was the case. Rob doesn't think that was the case. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge, or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum! And how you get the most out of select can't miss events with access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events. You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit instead of credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees whatsoever. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think that there was a large group of people that wanted LeBron James to fail when he entered the NBA in 2003? Your thoughts?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Don in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Don?
Rob, what's happening, Don Emmons? I work for the Toledo Blade during LeBron's era.
Okay. When he was in high school? So, okay.
Right. Now I work for the Brinks.TV. And LeBron, there was no way people were rooting against him. LeBron was that guy.
Yes.
LeBron, I watched him for 4 years in high school, and he's the greatest high school player that I've ever seen. And so this is what LeBron loves to do, is to rewrite history.
Yep.
He had no negativity against him. Remember, he was this chosen one. And so that's why I'm like, why does he say that? That's the one thing about LeBron that makes me wonder, like, what's going on? Because it's always like, woe is me. Like, he was King James before King James even existed.
Right.
So,
and this
I
is what
with it.
You're 100%. Don, I'm glad you were right there. But that's what Chris and I saw. I didn't see that. I don't know.
I wonder if he, I mean, he obviously had the controversy with the Hummer. Remember, didn't he get some jerseys that people tried to hold against him?
Like, but that was real minor.
Yeah, that was the Ohio State High School Athletic Committee.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I know my mom, for one, that actually made her like LeBron more, because she felt they were, like, unjustly trying to mess with him.
Make,
you know?
Make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah,
Chris,
yeah,
like something that's.
But yeah. I don't know what this is. Yeah. Is that what he's talking about?
Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up? How y'all doing? It's Magic City Monday.
We're doing great.
We're great, Marty. How are you?
I'm good. As you guys know, I've never had a lot of positive things to say when we talk about LeBron. One thing I have never called him is dumb. He is highly intelligent. I think he reached a point in his career a while ago during his second stint at Cleveland when he knew what his followers, what they fed into, and he feeds them, and then they get the word out, and his name stays out there, and, you know, he feeds his own hype because he knows what they like. They like that narrative that everybody was against him. I remember when he was young and first in the league. I remember the game against the Pistons, and I was just amazed by him, and I was calling people, do you see what this kid's doing?
Right.
Just, you know, I was rooting for him, and it wasn't until the Miami thing, and then the self-proclaiming the GOAT and other things.
Right.
Started getting turned off.
That, Marty, you're spot on. That's for a lot of people. They feel the same way, Chris. It was moments in his career where they're like, ugh, really? You know what I mean? Like, like it was that. Everybody knows he's a great player. I don't think it's anything about whether he can play or not. That's not the issue. Keith in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, guys? Love the show, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to take a different perspective. I'm going to take it from a younger LeBron point of view. I think you hit it on the head, Chris. The issue with the Hummer, LeBron felt like he was attacked. He felt like everyone was against him because he was getting all these things as a high school player.
Then he got banned for a couple games, suspended. He's like, well, everybody's against me. They won't even let me play basketball. I'm a high school kid. So I think he looks at it from that angle and goes, I was attacked. I'm always was attacked. No one wanted me to succeed.
I think in the mind of an 18-year-old, I think that's possible.
But to say that now, with the retrospect, Chris, and maybe if you felt that way and you talked to him back then, but I don't know. He was welcomed into the NBA and people were fascinated and wanted to see this guy who's I just don't remember.
Yeah, I think overwhelmingly fans loved him, were excited to see what he could do. But I do think maybe that, again, as an 18-year-old, I guess you can look at that as people rooting against you. He caught some flack for going to St. Vincent St. Mary's, which was the predominantly white Catholic school in Akron, instead of going to Buchtel, which, because I covered that area, Buchtel's like 99% black. And so he caught a little flack for that, him and his crew that went to St. V. But I guess now as you think it out, I can see how maybe he felt that way. But I think nationally, Rob, everybody was for the most part in his corner.
That's what it felt like.
Early on, yeah. All right, we got Kevin Millar, former MLB player, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a World Series champion, now a host with the MLB Network. We welcome in Kevin Millar. Kevin, welcome to the iCouple.
Boys, what's going on?
How are you? We are great, man. It's great to have you.
Hey, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, I think we do this every year. We talk to you about the golf.
Yes.
You are a big golfer. You are going to be playing in the Celebrity Classic, which is April 19th through the 21st at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas. Now, tell us about the event. We know there's a lot of former athletes in it competing with PGA Tour champions.
Yeah, you know what? It's the best time of the year when we play in these events. They do a great job. For one, they've raised over $500,000 for charity. But then you got the smack talking. Brian Urlacher, guys that you befriend over these years. And, you find those guys that you kind of shoot the same and you're close to, in the finals every year. So there's definitely side wages going on. I'll tell you this, though, a 3-foot putt for bogey in these events will make your knees shake. We're like, if we're all playing, I'm giving you that putt. I'm like, pick it up, big dog. Let's go to the next hole. Now you got to make those putts. So I respect everything about these senior tour players. And to play golf one day good, everybody's got a good round. But then to do it the next day and the next day, you got to putt the chip. They hit the fairways. It's a lot of fun. It's like our Masters. When you're out of your element, and all of us athletes, we think we can golf, but we really can't golf. You realize how bad you are.
And the best part about this event for fans is that the tickets are free, right, Kevin?
The tickets are free. Come out there and support it. It's fun. You got good golf also. It's some of these guys like Tony Romo. They hit like PGA Tour shots, and John Smoltz and Marty Fish and Derek Lowe. And I tell you what, Mark Mulder, they move the golf ball like real dudes, but it is funny. There's a huge separation from the pros and the dudes that think we're pretty good. It's not even close when you're watching the big boys play.
So, Kevin, let's get to some baseball. Exciting year coming up. The Dodgers, of course, made a lot of noise in the offseason.
They only spent $1.4 billion, that's all.
People feeling like they're a super team. What do you expect from them? Obviously, they're going to be good, but we know in baseball it's not,
the best team doesn't always win. Right.
So what do you expect from the Dodgers, and is it World Series title or bust for them?
Well, I think that's 100%. When you spend over $1 billion, 1.4, like you said, I'll tell you this. It is World Series or bust. And you look at that team, it's like an all-star team. The one thing about the Dodgers, they got great leadership. It starts with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. They are ultimate pros. you know, this organization, Andrew Freeman's done a great job, you know, was in Tampa where they didn't have this payroll, and they found a way to win 90 games a year, drafting well, your Evan Longorias, your David Prices, your James Shields. So all of your first-round picks, you can't miss on when you have a market like that. And then you get to the Dodgers where you have a checkbook that is almost unlimited, but he's been very smart with it. This year they went out and they did what they feel is going to win a World Series. Now, in this sport, the great thing about baseball that I love, you know, LeBron James can take your team in basketball to the championship. You know, Kobe and Jordan, the best player can take you where you need to go. Patrick Mahomes did it again, back-to-back. He was a true gangster.
Right.
You've seen Tom Brady do it. But baseball, you need everybody. Right. Mike Trout can't take the Angels, you know, to the big dance. You got to pitch, you got to catch, you got a bullpen. One thing about the Dodgers is they got a lot of pressure. Pressure because they're great. You got to stay injury-free. You got to play well at the right time. And by the way, look left and look right. You got the Orioles. You got the Braves. They're gangsters also. I think the parity in baseball, Yankees adding Soto, it'll be a fun year.
I was just going to ask you about Juan Soto, and he's already hitting home runs. Now, he uses all parts of the field. He's not a home run hitter per se. But, Kevin, would you want to see him with that short porch in right field try to jack a few more home runs, or should he just stay with what he's always done, which is use the whole ballpark? And home runs go out for him, but not become a home run hitter.
It's a great question, because when I went to Fenway, you know, in Florida, you know, I'd hit like 40 doubles a year, and it puts you in out of back-to-back 300 years in 01 and 02, and then I go to Fenway Park, and I look to my left.
Right.
It's 308 to left, and I know that 420 to right center. So the money, I'm thinking, I got to go over that monster. So you get in pull mode, and that year I think I hit 25 homers in 03, but I hit about 275. My point with Soto is, yeah, he's going to learn to pull the ball, because in your home park, there's money down that right field line. He's got such a great knowledge of the strike zone. It's his strength since he's been a young man in this league, which is awesome, because swinging at strikes, we're going to find more barrels and good things are going to happen. There are times, though, you would like to see him gamble more, because he's a guy that knows the zone so good, and like an inch or two off the plate, you're wanting him to handle that pitch. I think that, you know, Aaron Boone and these boys, they have a great staff that will, you know, get to him and know that, hey, go ahead and juice when you feel like juicing. You know, we know that you can walk 200 times, but boy, he's going to put some in that upper deck in those seats, and I think Yankee fans are going to love Soto, because he's a complete player. Does he need to work better and harder on his defense and base running and the full package? Absolutely, but those New York fans will let him know if there's any dog going.
There's no doubt about it. If he gets picked off on the bases or not, running it out, definitely. Let me ask you one last thing. Just about the game in general, baseball had a resurgence last year with the rules. Do you love where they are? I know there was a little talk about maybe changing the pitch clock, making it even faster. I like where it is, Kev. I mean, we saw the game move at an unbelievable speed. I wasn't so sure it was going to work. But to cut 24, 25 minutes out of games was pretty impressive, and the attendance was up and the TV ratings were up.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, baseball at times can get boring, right? You're sitting around, and it starts with the pitcher. It's the tempo of the pitcher. I mean, Derek Lowe, a teammate of mine, you remember Mark Burley for the White Sox. I mean, he was 83 to 85, but the tempo was he was ready to go, and it drives you nuts as a hitter. I'll tell you that. The pitch clock, phenomenal. The bigger bases at first, it kind of like, what's that going to do? It added guys stealing bags. You saw Acuna do things in this game, you're like, gangster. And so it's added more excitement. So I love what they've done, the shift. I couldn't stand watching Rafael Devers, the third baseman for the Red Sox, come up, and there's seven dudes on the right side of the field.
I'm with you. That was terrible, terrible.
Terrible. So if you and me, and we all go to the Giants game back in the day and watch Barry Bonds, and everybody, first thing they say is, why don't they bunt? You want to go see Barry Bonds bunt four times?
No.
Hell no. I want to see Barry put one in the water in San Fran Bay, and that's kind of the theory. Like, I don't want to see Aaron Judge bunt, so I'm glad they brought the shift to, like, you can shift all you want. Just stay on that side of the base, second base, and it's made the game fun and more exciting. You know, Brian McCann was a great hitter for many years and catcher in the league, and, you know, that shift, he's like, man, it puts me in retirement. That line drive up the middle, and you got a dude stand there, or a line drive to right field, and you got four defenders.
Like, it's hard. And these guys are good. And, you know, we got so much analytics. They know exactly where you're going to hit it in one count. And so it's too much information, in my opinion. This is a gut feel, and I like it back to baseball.
Yeah, we totally agree yep. with you, Kevin. We're always saying, look, analytics is part of the game, but don't take away – it's a part of it. It's not the whole, you know, thing.
No.
And that's where they got back to a more balanced last year for sure.
And Kev, one last thing real quick. If Ricky Henderson was stealing bases now, he'd have 300 stolen bases because that base is –
We
call it a pizza box. It's so big. I mean,
hey,
right?
I
he was still 300.
I might have got him. I hate 12 years, but I'm telling you, if Ricky Henderson, and that's the only thing that makes you sometimes scratch your head, like, what is Ricky Henderson thinking or Tim Raines thinking?
Who are
the ultimate G's at that point? And Ricky Henderson, I mean, he had the combination of speed and power before that was even a combination. You know, him and Bo Jackson, you look at these guys, you're like, wow. And now you got dudes that are stealing, but it gives more excitement to this generation where kids, their attention span, they're always scrolling on Instagram and liking stuff, and so they're not even reading what they're even doing, so their attention span's not that big. So you need things to be exciting, so they try to make baseball more exciting. I think they've nailed it. I think that, you know, you got to tip your hat to the commissioner, and Major League Baseball, as much, you know, flack they always get, and we always are so quick to give all the negative stuff.
Yep.
Man, tip your hat to, like, how fun it's been, because I know doing Red Sox games, I hated the 3 hours and 40-minute games, and now you're looking at 250, 240, and I couldn't imagine when we played back in 04, Red Sox-Yankee games were 4.5 hours. I'm like, now I get it, how I can drive you nuts.
All right, that's Kevin Millar, World Series champion. Check him out at the 3rd Annual Invited Celebrity Classic. It's a golf tournament, April 19th through the 21st, nationally televised, where PGA Tour champions will compete with former players and many top names, celebrities. Fans, you can register. It's free. You can register at www.invitedcelebrityclassic.com. Good luck, Kevin. Thanks.
Thank you, guys, man. You guys are kicking butt.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, guys, and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. That's always fun. At FoxSportsRadio.com, where listeners can compete with our host for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
All right, here we go, Shekel City. Chris, let's start with the best bet. I got the Jazz -5.5, hosting the Wizards tonight in Utah. Got the Kings -6.5. They're at home taking on the Chicago Bulls. And the Thunder are here in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers tonight. Chris, they got the Thunder -1.5. So here we go. Thunder -1.5, Kings -6.5, and the Jazz -5.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. How you been doing recently anyway?
Hot and cold. Okay. No streaks going. You remember that one hot streak I had going,
Yeah,
it hadn't been like that.
That's awesome. I did,
Rob G can confirm, I did win $160 today on the lottery, so I felt pretty good about that. What was that, the Powerball?
You just looking for something to do with your money.
What do you want me to do with it? Hold on to it, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to bet it all, give it to me.
Yeah, right? You got all the money you got? You're good. Are you kidding? Nah, all good.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob, you know who's not good after Sunday. My goodness. The Celtics beat the Warriors, Rob, by 52 points.
What was that? That was Meshuggah. That was crazy.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about it. The Warriors are what they are, which I think is a middling-type team. They still got a star in Steph, but, you know, and they've been playing well, but they're not a contender, a legit contender in the West. But Boston, Rob, that was their third win by 50 or more points this season. That's a record. And look, I don't want to make a ton out of it, Rob, because we know in today's three-point shooting era, and it doesn't always come down to the threes, but most of the time I believe it does. If one team's hot from three and the other is not from three, then it can just turn into this. And, Rob, in this game yesterday, Boston shot 25 of 49 from three, 51%. They hit 10 of them in the first quarter. And the Warriors, Rob, 7 for 41, 17%. That was your story.
Right.
That was the game. Simple as that. And
just that we see too many of those games. That's just, and Chris, you know.
It may not be 50, but it's 30.
But it's just 30. It's like
27.
We just see too many of these games. And it's hard to, you know, just who wants to see that?
Rob, I was looking forward to that game again. And, you know, Porzingis was out for Boston. But, you know, for the most part, the stars were there. But it just got out of hand. And, you know, Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond didn't even play in the second half, which I get. But, a game I was looking forward to really turned out to be a dud. But Boston's tough, Rob. And we all know, Rob, it isn't even get to the finals for Boston. They got to win it.
Right.
They've been to the finals, right? That Rob, they won't feel any better about, I don't believe, getting to the finals and losing than if they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, because at some point, you got to pay the piper, Chris, right? You got a good team. You're winning these games. You're blowing all these people out. At some point, you definitely have to get to the point where you're like, all right, we won. Yep. And then you look and say, man, they put this thing together. They finally got there, blah, 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 blah. And it's just not the case so far.
No, you're totally right. And look, they've won 11 straight. They got the top offense in the league, Rob. They got the second best defense in the league. They are second in the league in block shots. They've got two great perimeter defenders in Derek White and Drew Holiday. They do it all. The one thing that concerns me about them, I think they need to attack the basket a little more. They shoot more threes than any team in the league, and they shoot them well. They're in the top five as far as three-point percentage, as far as, you know, accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
But when the floor is spread the way they do, and you got a guy like Jason Tatum that can get to the rack, you need to be attacking the basket and drawing some fouls. And I think that'd take them to the next level. All right, 2 hours left. Odd Couple, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.